It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, Senate Republicans say there's no time to wait. Washington's economy must reopen now. That's why they went to work on it. But the Democratic majority in the Senate stood in the way. First, during a committee meeting, Senator Jeff Wilson made a motion to act on the bill that would move the state to phase two of the COVID lockdown plan, meaning some businesses would be able to reopen.
It needs to be voted on and hopefully passed into law so our businesses can reopen and get people back to work.
But rather than entertain that motion, the Democratic chair just adjourned the meeting. Then later on the Senate floor, Republicans pushed for the entire Senate to vote on the measure. Republican leader John Braun says Democrats blocked it from even being considered.
Which I think is essentially a proxy for, are you willing to support restaurants? And what we saw is they overwhelmingly voted no. And the fact that they voted no means they aren't interested in getting our restaurants open and our economy back on its feet.
The top Republican on the Senate Education Committee is responding to a plan from the Superintendent of Public Instruction to get teachers vaccinated. Senator Brad Hawkins of East Wenatchee is a former school board member and has been pushing hard for teacher vaccinations.
I'm thankful that the governor actually changed course to acknowledge that all school employees, regardless of age, would be eligible to get vaccinated in the next phase. Now, we just need to be efficient with our vaccinations so we can get to the next phase.
Hawkins acknowledges the challenges of coordinating vaccinations, but he believes it's often made worse by the state's top-down approach and limiting flexibility at the local level.
Superintendent Rigdahl is a smart guy and he's doing the right thing, but I believe the governor should just allocate vaccines to regions proportional to population and allow local health providers to coordinate distribution so that our school employees could get vaccinated.
The Superintendent of Public Instruction announced today that his office is partnering with Kaiser Permanente to build the infrastructure needed to vaccinate teachers and school employees. Giving kids a place to report potential self-harm and harm to others is the purpose of a bill in the state legislature this session, and it's needed right now. Republican State Senator Sharon Brown of Kennewick is sponsoring the bipartisan legislation that would create a confidential tip line.
Now more than ever in a global pandemic, we need to ensure, absolutely assure, that young people have access to resources, especially with regard to kids not being able to be in touch with their peers on a face-to-face basis. That's incredibly isolating.
Students would be able to use it to seek help for those looking to deliberately hurt themselves or commit crimes against schools, students, or school employees.
A suicide hotline is something that somebody would call when you see somebody on a bridge ready to jump. A tip line is something that you would call when you see someone walking to the bridge.
The state attorney general's office would be responsible for receiving and responding to tips. That's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.